Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, shalom, shalom, King is coming. Now we know the routine, we know the drill. Hallelujah, glory to the King. I got to adjust this. All right. Put that up there a little bit. All right. Hey, greetings, each and every last one of you. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How y'all doing? Glory to the King. Well, second day evening, that will be Sunday night. We're going to have a guest on, and I'm going to be doing an interview with Gene at Polygyny HQ, Polygamy HQ. Normally it'll be the Elders broadcast, but I'll be on 6 o'clock. Looking forward to seeing you, and you there. And if you want to, you can ask him questions. Hallelujah. You can ask him questions. He'd be more than happy to answer your question. We're going to go over a few things. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Tell you what, I'll be right back here in just a second, okay? Be right back, just a second, all right.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-O-T-T-E.
All right.
370.
All right. We're back. Hey, I don't want everybody to get it wrong. I truly, truly don't. Y'all listen to me very closely. Just because you hear me speaking about community living and all that stuff, listen to me very closely. Make sure y'all pass this around. I'm not saying that it's mandatory that everybody has to live own a community that we're developing. I'm not saying that. So don't put words in my mouth, all right? Because I'm not saying that, okay? Some people are called to live in a community or a set-apart lifestyle. But I am not saying that if you're in this ministry, that should be your goal, that's your dream, that's your ambition, and that's what you have to do. So make sure that y'all correct that amongst people when they're hearing that, because they didn't hear it from me, okay? And also, from last Sabbath, I got to bring up some clarity because I had a few people bring it to my attention. When I was talking about men or we were talking about desiring, okay? We were talking about desiring. Oh, see, we can't see the phone number there. Let me scoot over some. We were talking about desiring, okay? Let me clarify this because I've had a few people ask me about it. It is nothing wrong for a single woman to desire or to be fond of a man or a married man. All right? But a married man, you have restrictions on you. You cannot be going out being fond of somebody else's wife, concubine, or a betrothed. That is against law. That's all I'm doing, just bringing clarity, y'all. Okay, so, man, I tell you, I mean, for those of you who've been listening to me for a while, you should know these things. Well, anyway, glory to the King. You know, it seems like on YouTube, when I talk about certain things, I do test the limits, because I don't mind, and I'm not here for subscribers. I'm not. But, whether I gain or lose subscribers, it lets me know the sensitivity of the people out in the audience that we're dealing with and the people who's listening to us, because a lot of people just simply, you know, just simply way too sensitive nowadays. And they get offended at so many things. And I learned, even more so ever since I've been on YouTube, how people are full of tradition, full of religion, but they hate the truth. Literally hate the truth. Glory to the King. Why? I don't know. Maybe you can tell me, but I don't know. But we're going to be on this Sunday night, 6 p.m., Pastor Dow. Going to be interviewing. Hallelujah. Gene from Polygamy HQ. All right, you want to be there? Be there. We got a lot to learn. Hallelujah. With that in mind, we're not going to be before you long tonight. I promise you that. But I hope y'all get yourself ready for tomorrow's Shabbat service. You know, y'all enjoying this. I personally am enjoying the dead season, with the exception of all the drama that I have to put up with in ministry, but that's neither here nor say. Guest calling number 310-982-4226. Give me a radio check, and I'll be right back again. Give me a radio check. Let me know how I'm coming in, okay? If I'm coming in good, go ahead. And give me a 10. Coming in bad, that'd be fine, too. Let me know I'm coming in either way. Then give me a number. 10 for the best, 1 for the worst. Hallelujah. I'll be right back.
You know, the children know his name.
And he shall be called Advocate, Lamb of God, the Resurrection and the Life, Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, Judge, Lord of Lords, Man of Sorrows, Head of the Church, Master, Faithful and True Witness, Rock, High Priest, The Door, Living Water, Bread of Life, Rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, True Vine, Messiah, Teacher, Holy One, Mediator, The Beloved, Branch, Carpenter, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Image of the Invisible God, The Word, Chief Cornerstone, Savior, Servant, Author and Finisher of our faith, the Almighty, Everlasting Father, Shiloh, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, I Am, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Bridegroom, Only Begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Day Spring, the Amen, King of the Jews, Prophet, Redeemer, Anchor, Bright Morning Star, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, Jesus Christ.
Well, I just told him, Sister Carol, let me see. That means Chuck, he was probably 12, 11, 10, and Lydia was probably 9 years old. That's when my children was here on the community, little children growing up, and they did that thing, and there was a few other children there. I can't remember who they were, but Chuck was 12, Liddy was 9 years old, and they had all that known about the King. Isn't that beautiful? Glory to the King. Guest caller number 310-982-4226. If you'd like to talk to me, once you call in, you may or may not hear the woman in the caller queue. If you do, you press number 1. And then you'll hear automated voice let you know that you're now on the caller queue. Otherwise, if you just call in, and that's all you do, you're just listening to the show. Prior to coming on, if you hear me call your area code, you should automatically be preparing yourself. I usually try to give people plenty of time so that you can not bust our eardrums and be close to the actual monitor or something like that. When you speak to me, I need for you to speak to me on the cell phone where you can hear me. Because if you're trying to listen to me through your home entertainment system or the internet, there's going to be anywhere from a 3 to 5 second delay. And you're going to be waiting on me, and the saints are going to be waiting on you, and we're going to be just sitting here waiting for you to answer when you should have been paying attention to us the whole entire time. Hallelujah. So if you hear your area code call, you know, I've tried to give it a plenty of ample amount of time to make up for the delay, okay? Glory to the King. All right. Brother Junior, first up in the caller queue, call number 929-929. This is Pastor Dow. You are on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help Brother Junior?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, Junior.
I'm doing phenomenal, Pastor. I'm having a blessed week, Pastor. You know, it's getting my heart rate, you know. The best thing about destiny, that's what I love about destiny, is you get your heart rate to fall, you know what I'm saying? You know, get deeper, go deeper, get close to the Father, you know what I'm saying, for next year. That's the defenses about it, but, you know, excuse whatever's going on, you know, all this. They got to do that anyway, but, you know, it's our benefit, hibernation. And keep on doing the videos, Pastor, for this year's video. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love the message you're doing, especially last week. Thanks so much for that message. Shabbat, that's a beautiful message.
Yeah, that's a good message on the 10th commandment of thou shalt not covet, huh? We're learning a lot. You know, the Most High, Junior, is rich. You can tell he loves us because, man, I tell you, we have literally been in the Torah and in the law, as well as covenant along with the renewed covenant, and he is teaching us like I have never been taught before, and I think it's just a beauty and honor. It's a test to our maturity and our growth. Man, what say you?
Yes, sir. I agree 100%. Yes, sir. We got a lot of maturing on, you know, like things I learned too, you know, that message. So I show me some things, and, you know, I'm wanting proactive immediately, you know, that he told me to. Thank you. Thank you for that. I thank you too. Thank you. Keep on, Pastor.
Well, Lord,
keep on, yes, sir. Keep on teaching, preaching the biblical marriage. Keep on the polygyny, because that's my benefit. In the spirit for the Father. That's a beautiful thing, Pastor. Keep going, Pastor.
Bless you, Junior.
Yes, sir. Shalom, sir. I love you so much.
Love you too, Junior. Man, Junior said he had a good week. Sounds like it too. You know, I get disturbed when people put their word and their opinion before the truth, before Yah. I mean, it really truly is disturbing. It's troubling. That's what it is. It's just literally troubling. Hope people can wake up out of it. It makes no difference to me. Let's go to New York, to Brother Mike, call number 646-646. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Mike?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. How you doing this evening?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, son. Doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Doing great. It still mind boggles me. I've been here in the ministry for almost a year, and I still sit there and say to myself, if I could have been anywhere else, the Father, you know, he sent me directly to Straightway, and I sit there and it really gets to me, and I say to myself, out of billions of people in the world, he chose me to come to this ministry, and it's a blessing because it shows me that he wants me to walk in the exact way of the Messiah. And
hey, Brother Mike, you mean to tell me you have only been here... You ain't even been in the ministry a year yet?
No, I've been here a year. It hit a year like a month ago, sir.
Oh, okay.
In August. No, in no wait. No, Tabernacles. It hit a year. When it hit Tabernacles, it hit a year. So hey, my second Tabernacles.
Hey, tell me, time goes by fast, don't it?
The scripture said he said he's gonna make time go by quicker for his saint's sake. So,
but
you know,
have you taken account all that you've been into and been involved in the ministry since a year? I mean, you've been to 2 Tabernacles, man, a Pentecost, mm-hmm. a Passover. You've been to a wedding and the home fellowship. You saw healing, people get filled with the Holy Spirit, and man, this has been one full year for you.
Pastor, that just tells me that Yeshua, Yahweh, Jesus the Christ is just getting me started.
You even got a betrothed out of it too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I bless the Father for everything he has. He said, and I take this scripture very, very much. He said, seek first the kingdom of Yah, and everything will be given unto you.
Seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All these things will be added unto you.
Yes, sir. And I thank him because I wouldn't have any of this. And the word that comes out of you that I know is from the Father. It just mind boggles me, you know. Still every day it shows me that I don't know nothing. And it's going to take every ounce that's in my heart and in my soul and everything that's in me to focus, to really understand that this walk, it takes a daily walk, and you have to walk in this righteousness, and you have to focus, and you have to be with the Father on your mind constantly and daily in his word and keeping him and being sober at all times. Yes, sir.
I try my best to keep y'all informed, but I tell you what, man, yesterday I woke up, man, I had rapid fire video, and the only thing I seek to do, I want to give you all the knowledge, all the wisdom that the Father gives me. I want to give it to you. I want to give it to every single one of you, all that I can. I don't want to hold nothing. I don't want to leave nothing on the field, nothing on the table.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Pastor. And I thank you for that because I need it. I know for me, from my personal view, I need it. I need it more than anything else. And I know the Father knows it very much because, man, he shows me every day through you, through all the pastors, through this ministry, how real he is every day. It's not a coincidence that when I heard 2 words, find me, he sent me directly to you. He didn't send me nowhere else. He sent me directly to you. I saw your face pointing at the screen saying, with the whole get out of here, come my people. And I'm like, who is this man? And then when I saw the video, I was like, Father, him? And he's like, right there. And I was like, wow. But I'm here, and I'm just thankful. That's all I can say is I'm thankful. I'm thankful for another Shabbat. I'm thankful for him to keep me here. I'm thankful for all the feasts, and I'm thankful for you, Pastor, and all the elders and all the teachers and all the other pastors and every brother and sister in this ministry. I'm thankful for every single one of them. Hallelujah.
Bless you,
Pastor. I love you. I love you. I can't wait to see you and hug your neck. I love everybody over there. And Shabbat Shalom, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Indiana. Call number 291 up in Indiana. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Short Range Youth Radio broadcast. How can I help you in Indiana there?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. How you doing?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Doing well, my brother. How can I help you?
I'm doing pretty good, blessed. This is Brother Brandon out of Indiana. I was calling for a couple of questions regarding a couple of scriptures I was doing some studying in the book of Revelation, in chapter 3, and the verse was in verse 14. I'll just read it just to help you out with. It said, unto the angels of the church of Leo the Saint written, that the things said the Amen, that the faithful and the true witness of the beginning of the church of Yah. And the clarification I was just wondering is Amen is Yeshua?
Yes. Yes. These things said Amen is Yahweh himself.
Yahweh himself. Okay, that's not the same thing I just wanted some clarification. Okay, that the Spirit is always on time and right. And the other question was also out of Revelation with chapter 7 and verse 4, when it comes to the regarding of the 144,000 that are sealed, and those 144,000 that are sealed, they're going to be selected from the 12 tribes of Israel, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, no, they're going to be selected from the 12 tribes of Israel. And if you read verses 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah, you read all the rest of the verses down there to tell you, like first verse 5 says, and of the tribe of Judah were still 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben,
yes, sir,
12,000. Yeah, 12 gates to the city, 12,000 Israelites going to be sealed. That doesn't mean there's not going to be a great multitude that's also going to be there as well, if you follow me.
Yeah. But majority of the ones that's going to be selected or sealed are going to be from the 12 tribes of Israel, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Very good job.
And I just wanted to say, yes, sir. Just stand, paying attention to detail and stand encouraged during this dead season. It's getting cold over here in Indiana, so ain't much really to do besides do some work and stay warm.
Hallelujah.
And I just wanted to say to the rest of the saints of Israel, straightway, just Shabbat Shalom to y'all and bless you all. And also with those rapid videos you had the other day on YouTube, Pastor Dow, man, keep them coming. That was some chopping wood. I could tell the enemy was getting frustrated out there.
Oh, yeah.
With those videos. And I noticed two of them has been taken down. I was on it not too long ago. I think one of them was I Want Sex, and the other one was How a Marriage Could stay Together. And I noticed those two are down today.
No, they're not really down. Oh. If you probably go there and click on them or something, they're put to private. So if you're subscribed to my channel, you can probably still see it, because what I'll do is I'll leave videos like that up for a while. Then I'll put them to private. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because I also remember the scripture says, cast not your pearls before swine and give not that which is holy unto a dog. And so, you know, I have a bad habit of also just ministering and preaching to everybody, but I have to also remember that Yah hates a false balance, too, so I only leave those videos to the private part so that only Israel, the saints who already have been subscribed to my channel, so they can see those videos.
Okay, because, I'm subscribed to them. I've seen them yesterday, but when I went to look at them again today, I couldn't see them, and I just thought maybe, you know, somebody took them down or you took them down.
Yeah, okay. All you got to do is type it in. Punch it in, you should be able to pick it up.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, yeah, I just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom to your pastor and to the family of Israel.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, Shalom. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to see people are excited. I really truly am. Let's go to Florida. Call number 786-786 to Brother Alvin. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Strawberry Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Alvin. Brother Alvin. You didn't hear me when I was giving the introduction of how to answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. This is Alvin's son, Jose.
Okay, Jose, did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
All right. I can help you, Jose.
Well, first, I'd like to say thank you for being an example. And I wanted to share something with you. I received the Holy Spirit for the first time last Shabbat.
Glory to the King. Man, it's a good experience.
Hallelujah, right?
Hallelujah is the King.
I've been so at peace. I really just wanted to share that with you, Pastor.
And I'm happy for you, son. It's a blessing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jose, let me ask you a question. How old are you, Jose?
Yes, 18.
Hey, check this out, Jose. There are people out there that don't think that people need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What do you say now that you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Those people are fools. I grew up around that mentality. When I was a kid, I was indoctrinated into Christianity, and that church that I was going to never preached anything about the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
I don't know where that comes from. But it is a blessing. It is a blessing.
It is, isn't it? There's got to be the spirit of anti-Messiah that's keeping people back from this, though, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You know the reason why I rejoice when I hear people receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Because, you know, we have people that are scattered throughout the United States of America and around the world. And these people, just by hearing the word preached, they begin to seek the Holy Spirit, and Yah gives every single one of them the Holy Spirit and they're scattered all over the face of planet Earth. It'd be one thing if they was all just receiving it only here, but they're receiving it at home. They're receiving it in other countries. Y'all is good, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Bless you.
Well, you're welcome, son. Bless you. I rejoice with you.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Ain't that beautiful thing? 18 years old. 18 years old, received a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory to the King. And you got these religious barking dogs, these scribes and Pharisees out there, these hypocrites, man, that say it ain't no Holy Spirit, it's a demon. Boy, these folks out there, my. Well, somebody got blaspheming the Holy Spirit, or now why do you think we got the warning? Let's go to Brother Miguel, call number 775-775. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Strawberry 2 radio broadcast. I can help Brother Miguel. Brother Miguel, are you there?
Shabbat shalom, Tripper.
Hey, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Tripper. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just enjoying the. I'm just enjoying the Shabbat and here at the brothers' home in Houston, and just want to thank you. Once again, for being my shepherd, being my spiritual father. And I was very encouraging hearing that young brother's testimony there about the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be in Israel and looking forward to moving out here to Houston from San Antonio.
Hallelujah.
At the end of the month, my lease is up.
Well, glory to the King. Yeah, I'm rejoicing with you, my brother. I'm glad that my brother received the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be sending out my letters to you this weekend as well. And I just want to let you know that as well. Bless you. Love you, sir. Shabbat shalom.
All right, my brother. Be encouraged. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's go to New York, Brother Dominic. Dominica 718. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Dominic?
Shabbat shalom, my pastor. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. How are you, Pastor?
Doing well, son. Doing well. Shabbat shalom. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing incredible, Pastor. Pastor, let me read two verses for you. Is that all right?
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
See, the days are coming, declares the Master Yahweh, that I shall send a hunger in the land. Not a hunger for bread.
Mm-hmm.
Not a thirst for water. But for hearing the words of Yahweh.
Right.
And they shall wander from sea to sea. And from north to east, and they shall diligently search, seeking the word of Yahweh, but they shall not find it.
Wow. That tells me we're all going to be in hiding places.
Oh, man. Pastor, you're bringing a word that the nations literally, they can't hear it.
Yeah,
they cannot hear it. They cannot see it. Because they have not been given that understanding from the Most High.
True. He's the one opened it.
Pastor, this week I was just going back into some old messages and I was watching the old video, How to Be Impeccable, Walking in Perfection. And it's really, really been hitting my heart to walk uprightly with everything that I have.
Beautiful.
And I appreciate you because before you spoke into my spirit with Yahshua working through you, I was not able to hear and I was not able to see. So I appreciate you allowing the Most High to use you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So yeah, that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to express my gratitude. Pastor, I have a question from Brother Narcisse that he asked me if I could ask you. Well, he's not able to call in tonight.
All right, go ahead. What you got?
His question is on Leviticus 19, verse 27. It says, "You shall not round the corners of your heads, neither yep. shall thou make marks on the corner of your beards." He says, ask him, should we not cut the sides of our head, or is this relevant?
No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't cut the sides of your head. Some people go so dogmatic and think that your beard is supposed to be looking like some type of shaggy burlap bag or something like that. No, it does not mean that. When it's talking about around the corners of your head, it's talking about shaving your head bald. That's what it's talking about.
Hallelujah. All right, I hope you got understanding from that. With that, I just want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, Pastor, and the saints. Pastor, I gave you a call this week. I don't know if you received the message from anyone in the dining hall. I was hoping.
I probably did, but you know how it is. When I've been gone, you know I was in D.C. this weekend, right? Or a few days ago, right? So, whenever, man, you just don't understand, when I'm gone for 2 or 3 days, bro, when I get back, man, I got so much messages and emails and letters stacked up, man, I try to prioritize them as best as I can, my brother.
Yes, sir. Trust me, I understand. I understand.
So I'll give you a ring.
Okay.
All right.
I'm taking on the advice that you gave us, Pastor.
All right. I
just got a third job, and
man,
I understand.
Keep it down, man.
I'm doing it, Pastor.
Well, if you're good, try to make sure you're young. You know, I used to get 4 hours of sleep, sometimes three. But if you can try to get 6 hours of sleep in a day, you need to try to do it, man.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
All right, brother. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Virginia, Brother Chris. Call number 571-571. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strawberry Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Chris?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Chris. Doing well. How can I help you?
Hallelujah. Well, I did have a question. I just wanted to ask you, because I've been dealing with this subject for a while now, and it never really got clarity. I wanted to ask you, could you do a teaching on the clean and unclean laws that are in the book of Leviticus?
Yeah, but all you got to do is read it in Leviticus chapter 11, you have it. But when I get to it, man, if the Most High puts it on me, I definitely will.
Hallelujah. Because if... I know that you put the time and effort into give us the teachings, which I thank you for. And I know that whatever comes from you, I know that I can trust you enough to know that it's the truth. But just want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and Israel. Let them know I'm still here, and thank you.
All right, my brother, be encouraged. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Texas. Call number 512. Brother Blake. 512. It's Pastor Dow. You on the Strawberry Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Blake?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, son. Shabbat Shalom.
You look pretty tired, Pastor, so I'm going to just cut straight to it.
I always look like that. Go ahead.
Hey, you're constantly working, I already know. My question is, when Yahshua sent those demons into the pigs, what was the significance behind that?
Well, you know, the significance was that the unclean spirits go to wherever he tells them to go. They have to obey him. That's the significance. So where they were in pigs, or any other animals, you know, it makes no difference. But, you know, we saw the action once they got in there. They went into the pigs. They went over the cliff because demons cannot be comfortable inside of animal bodies. They are comfortable when they take up residence inside the human body. So there's your significance in it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's all I really wanted to ask you, Pastor. Just want to say bless you. I appreciate all the teachings you're bringing forth, all the wisdom and knowledge you setting up on Israel that Yah's given to you. And bless you, and from my family to yours, Shabbat Shalom, and Shabbat Shalom to all Yisrael.
Well, bless you, son. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Let's go
bless
to Florida. Bless you. Let's go down here to Florida. Let's call the number 954. Florida 954. This is Pastor Dow. And by the way, y'all do y'all best to make sure that those ads play on YouTube, okay? I understand that they get on your nerves sometimes and stuff, but let them play. I would tell you, man, sometimes they've had a couple of good advertisements on those ads on YouTube, and I made a couple of purchases. I definitely bought one of those massagers that they was advertising. Boy, that thing works pretty good. Hallelujah. So, you know, the ads, man, they can be beneficial at times. But anyway, what was that? Florida, call number 954-954. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
How you doing, Pastor Dow? This is Brother Joshua, who was actually, I've been invited, you know, of your ministry by Brother Narcisse, and I would just like to say, first and foremost, you know, I apologize. I'm sorry. You know, the first time we spoke, I actually came in the spirit of debate. I don't know if you remember when I brought up Romans chapter 14 and, you know, things of that nature. Do you recall that?
No, I don't, because I talk to a lot of people, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, so pretty much that day I really just came to pretty much challenge your authority without really realizing until way later. I was trying to speak on the Sabbath day and Sunday, and you was like, just keep the commandments, you know, keep the law. And, you know, I didn't respect you as the man of God that you really are. And I was also there, you know, just to bring up what happened last week, I was also there with Brother Jose at Alden's house and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit too. And, you know, I think it's also a confirmation because of the fact that I received it being under your anointing, I would say, you know, under your presence, if I could use it in that way. And, you know, I just feel like God has really placed it, you know, in me to apologize and just to, even though you forgot, just to let it be known and things of that sort. And I'm still growing in my walk, and I'll constantly continue on, you know, watching and learning, you know, from how you teach and things of that sort, honestly. But right now I'm honestly nervous. I know I shouldn't be, but hey, I respect you, Pastor Dow, and I will continue to watch you. And, you know, Yah bless you, and keep doing what you're doing, and I know he's going to continue to bless you.
Well, hallelujah. I'm glad that y'all fellowshipping down there with Brother Alden, and more than anything, I'm glad to know that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, is down there, and y'all receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so y'all make sure y'all cultivate the Holy Spirit continually by reading, fasting, praying. Make sure you're studying your word, all right? Make sure because you have to feed that Ruach that's in you, okay? Because he's hungry for that truth.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I totally agree.
Hallelujah. Happy for you, son. You be encouraged.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Pennsylvania, call number 717. 717, Brother Arcilio. It's Pastor Dow. You on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help Brother Arcilio?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, sir.
Bless you, Pastor, and I thank you for all that you do. It's been a long week. And
yeah.
You're teaching. Hallelujah. Your teaching and what you impart has been so invaluable. I'm just looking forward to the day that I can walk as you walk, and that I can be as Yah has made you to be, a strong man in him, with confidence in Christ, and with more and more love for the brethren. My heart is filled with so much joy, even in this time, because I know that I am following the truth, and I know that the brethren who have been instrumental along with your teaching to hold me accountable to be a man, even in the roughest time of my life, and not let me feel sorry for myself, nor do any in any way do or say anything that is contrary to what we're learning from you. So bless you for your labor, bless you for your faith, bless you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name.
Well, hallelujah. We need that. And I tell you, all my help coming from the Most High who made heaven and earth. And I tell you, what it is to love him enough to obey him and to be impeccable in your character, be a man of your word, and you'll develop that character, that nature, whereby others won't. And desire to serve the same Yah that you deserve. Because I tell you, especially, you know, when young men, I remember some time ago, my bishop, he's quite a bit older than I am. Bishop Mulberry was like 74, 75. He's probably like 24, 25 years older than me. And he always said that God would send him young men for strength. And, of course, it seems like it's working out the same way here, too, as well. I'm not saying that old men don't come. They do. But the young people who are coming in about the same age that I did and stuff, you can tell these people are going to love the Father, and they're going to love him for the rest of their life because I was there at that age. And so it's a good thing when you come in that you're able, to hear the voice of the Most High Yah. He blesses your ears, anoints your ears. And then from that point on, he makes you a servant. And you can go on serving him all the days of your life and going into the kingdom. So bless you. I'm encouraged for you, my brother.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Bless you. Thank you. There's some other saints that want to say shalom to you. Shabbat shalom to all of Israel.
Hold on one second. All right. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Hey, where's the question in the chat room? I don't see no question. What is the question?
It's a lady. She's a new listener for about a month.
Yeah.
She's Catholic. She was Catholic.
She was Catholic.
Now she knows she's a Hebrew.
Right.
And her husband has been Catholic from the cradle, and she just wants some advice because he's pressuring her into coming back to Catholicism.
All right, Matthew 23, verse 9. Matthew 23, verse 9, my sister teaches you to call no man on this earth your father. All right? Show your husband that. And then more than anything, if you can just live holy before him, live set apart. Be so humble and be kind, be generous, but be so humble and so submissive to him that your servitude towards him is the same way that you will serve Jesus, and it will bring fear upon him, while at the same time continually keeping the commandments. But love him. Love him and serve him and submit to him because he's your head. And let that servitude cause him to ask you questions. Well, honey, why are you doing this? See, it's your fear of Yah that's going to bring it, all right? Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Call number 267267, Brother Tyree. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Tyree?
Shabbat shalom, obedient servant of Yah.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Tyree. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. Hold on. I have the family here.
Shabbat shalom, family.
Yes, sir. Hey, bless you, Pastor. Brother Cody is out. He tried to make it, but he went to sleep. I had a question. It was about Hold on, Pastor. It's about Saul and David. And the question that I had was in, hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. All right. First Samuel chapter 18, as I was reading it, I seen how Saul kept continually talking like about David, and I wanted to ask a question, did I get this right? Was Saul talking in his head the whole time when he was talking about David and hating him? Can you
give me a verse that you're talking about so I can better focus in on what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Okay, right here. All right. Let's go to verse 9. And saw I, David, from that day forward. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to... here we go. Let's start at verse 8. And Saul was very wroth, and the thing displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but 1,000. So every time I see him talk, he kept talking like that, and I noticed nobody else answered him. So I was like, I wonder if he's talking in his head, like, is the Father looking at everything that he's saying? Like, he's not saying with his mouth, but he's also talking in his head, meaning to be careful with what you're talking about in your head.
Now, you got to understand, brother, Saul was the king, and nobody questioned the word of the king in those days. Nobody had dishonor and disrespect for authority then. And so when he spoke, he could have said anything he wanted. Nobody wasn't going to say anything because their head could have been at the end of a javelin. Because it's come to authority, it's by authority. But no, make no mistake about it, that Saul was tormented by an evil spirit. Kind of like Mr. Roberts is tormented by an evil spirit because he knows that God's with me and not with him. And so he envies me. He's jealous towards me. And that man has been wearing them people out, man, trying to teach these people. And about 30-some people, because he just lost that debate hands down. He done give them people over 8-9 hours of just so-called of his false teaching on biblical marriage and polygyny and stuff. And it's just sad. It's just sad. So when you look at him, you're looking at someone who's in the same condition as Saul. He blasphemed the Holy Spirit. He's done talking about all the patriarchs. And he knows that the Father's really not with him. And so he's mad at me and he's jealous of me because he knows that the Father's with me. Same thing going on with Saul and David here. So no, he's got an evil spirit tormenting him. Is also speaking in the spirit of his mind and stuff because he had received an evil spirit. But remember, when the king spoke, people just didn't go up to him and start challenging him on what he said.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also about the debate, Shepherd, me, Brother Cody, Sister Tanisha was sitting here with the children. And when we started to hear him talk about the patriarchs like that, you know, I was sitting around. I was just waiting for him to say, I am Yahweh, because he was getting there. And Sister Nisha, this is what she had to say. As soon as she heard him start talking, what did you say, Sister Nisha?
You sound like a Christian.
Talk up.
As soon as I heard him start talking, the only thing that came to my mind was, you sound like a Christian pastor.
You're correct. And you discern right. He did sound like one. Because he got all his...
Yep.
It's false teaching from Christian theologies who disagree with polygyny. That's where it was easy for me to wipe the floor with him.
Yes, sir.
A Christian is mopping the floor. And that's why these folks that's playing Israelites, why they're running the Christian theology. They ain't no comparison to us in the word and theology. There's no comparison. So it's easy to tear them down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we thank you for the video that you've been putting up. I have it on my phone, so it messaged me soon as they come up. It's definitely keeping us aware of the time that we're in and keeping us with the silver food storage,
ammo. You know, I thank you. I thank the Most High for you. I was thinking about, and I'm also keeping you lifted up. I don't mean to hold you too long. I haven't talked to you in a while. I'm also keeping you lifted up and still continue to pray against Vivian Mitchell. We're going to keep praying against her. Or anybody else that you know, prays against our family.
Well, hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So all the straightway, we want to say Shabbat Shalom, and we love y'all. We miss y'all. We can't wait to see y'all again. Go ahead, Shepard.
How you going to do that?
I'll stand in that door.
No, if you want to, you can talk right here on the mic. Okay, hold on 1 second. Hey, Brother Tyree, when I hang up with you, I'm going to bring Brother Mike in on the line, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Tyree.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm like a week behind the broadcast because I took the advice of a wise man, and I moved out of the city, and I live in the sticks now. And we don't have no cell phone signal, and I love it. We barely got an internet signal. Our internet is slower than a government check in the mail. But anyway, I took the Roberts Challenge, and I actually sat through the debate a couple nights ago. And Sister Melissa kept reminding me you got to get up at 4 o'clock, but I couldn't stop.
Oh, bless you, Pat.
Roberts Challenge. During the debate, he stated that he challenged us to look up the word one. I've already been through this back and forth. Pastor, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, taught us this through Pastor Dow a couple years ago.
Yes, sir.
So y'all know where we at. Okay. So we're not going to go far into it, so I just stuck right there with the verse that he used. And that was 1 Timothy chapter 3. The word one appears in 1 Timothy chapter 3 seven times, and it appears in 6 verses. I think that might be throughout the whole chapter. It's written 7 times in 6 verses, but only in 2 of those verses does the word one refer to Mia, meaning first.
Yeah.
It's given the place of being first in a sequence, in a series. You know, it's not second, it's not third, it's first.
Yes, sir.
And that's as far as but anyway. So that was his challenge. And that should have been enough for him. And I'm going to leave it there. Now, Brother Mike from New York, man, I love this brother. When he spoke during the debate, he brought up the fact that Jesus had an older brother, James. And when he brought that up, that man was so disrespectful to everybody in that room. But when Brother Mike from New York brought that up, he pretty much set out a hammer and a nail. And Mr. Roberts held his own damn coffin. I mean, he just picked the hammer up. His reply, he just pop. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there. When Pastor Dow speaks, I got the Spirit of Truth. I'm up. I'm listening. I'm learning. When Pastor Roberts speaks, I'm about to fall asleep. Yeah, I got the Spirit of him. Anyway,
yes,
I recognize it. And I know who he is. I ain't going to be glad. I'm going to get out of here. I know who he is. I recognize his voice. And y'all listen to me, because y'all recognize his voice too. Listen.
Yes, sir.
I am the Mia and the Omega. I am Count Chocula. And there is no other breakfast cereal. All chocolatey than I'm sitting there like, nigga. You there, bro, Tyree?
Yeah, bro.
Is it wrong because I forget to roll the R every time I speak? Sometimes I forget to roll, y'all.
Man.
Oh, Pastor said, well, he taught us to be weary and to stay on the right path that we not be getting old. I got a visual and an audio of being given over. That man, I'm telling you what, he disrespected everybody in that room, and he should go back and watch the debate himself. He can probably learn something. Might get delivered.
Might get delivered.
Might get delivered.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless you. Hey, what I would say is about that, before we go, what I would say is I hated to hear him talk continually like that. We couldn't understand nothing that he was saying. I love the fact that debate was going on, Pastor. I mean, it went deep down in my soul to even see that a debate was going on like that. It just shows that the truth is rising and rising and rising. Now, when he started talking, yeah, nobody really wanted to hear that. It was just simple. You just asked the question, show me the law. Even my children in here, they're very small. They can write automatically. They'll say, oh, yeah, two wives. You know, they already know. So it's not hard for us.
This man ain't got no scholarship, man. Ain't none of them do that actually oppose it. It's just sad. Again, the blind lead the blind, and they both fall into the ditch. So I used to say I feel sorry for the people, but I don't, because they just as blind as he is.
Hallelujah. Hey, Shabbat Shalom to all of Yisrael scattered abroad. Also, Pastor, give me a call. I got some numbers for you. I called down to Donna Hall. I don't know if you got the message yet, but I got some numbers for you that I got to give you.
All right,
bless you.
Shabbat Shalom. All right, let's go all the way to the West Coast. Let's go to California, Sister Melina. 925-925. This is old brother Jawan. Could be either one. It's Pastor Dow. You know, straight with you radio broadcast. I can help you.
Oh, it's Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. It's Brother Jawan.
Hey, Brother Jawan. How you doing?
Bless you, sir. All is well. I had pretty much just two simple questions for you, but I know you could pretty much give an answer for. And then I just want to read something to you after that, just as far as what's going on out here. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, when it's talking about, when you read pretty much just about when Moses was given pretty much the rundown about how Israel had came out, he had brought them out of Egypt, and then he spoke about, you know, he was telling them about going into to get the promised land. Okay, he had broke it down to them, you know, about why they're not going in pretty much. So now the reason why they weren't going in, when you read about pretty much the thing that they changed, give me one second, I'm sorry, because I was reading it, and then I didn't think my call was going to get answered so quickly. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 26, it says, notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh Elohim, and you murmured in your tents and said, because Yahweh has hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven, and moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims. And I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them, for Yahweh, your Elohim, goeth before you and shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And it goes on and goes on. I just want to ask you now, when they rebelled and decided not to go up, was that a part of the condition of them being in captivity?
No. No, they were just flat out rebels. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Well, okay, now, the second part of the question, the reason why I ask that is because we deal with that, too. You have taught us not to think ourselves above, which is written, and even myself, I see it in myself, you know, decide one thing, okay, I know y'all do this for me, I know he do this for me, he show me this way to go, but then we rebel against what we're trying to do. So how can one change that? And it's not just for me, it's just a general question.
By obedience, just be obedient. It really ain't that hard.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It really ain't.
Okay.
It's not hard at all.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, that's all I have for as far as the question that I want that I pretty much have is because, you know, when you teach the Holy Spirit, you whoop it, and you can't run from it. So, you know, I just got to take it as it comes and do the best that you can, you know, and walking forward. So and just keep and continue striving. But I see it a lot, you know, and so it's just like, well, you know, they were in the wilderness, and, you know, you talk about the wilderness experience too. So it's like, you know, this is the last chance we got to get it right. Let us not be the ones in the wilderness, and then we have to get destroyed, you know what I mean? And then our children have to go in after us because we couldn't do it right.
Right.
So, but hallelujah, glory to the King. One thing that I wanted to read to you was this. I enrolled for it, and it's out here in where I live in, and it takes 4 months, and I just wanted to read it to you. It says, Future Build utilizes a home builder's institute, pre-apprenticeship certificate training program designed by this multi-craft core curriculum, and this certificate training has been recognized as an outstanding tool to prepare workers for the construction industry.
Okay.
Pre-apprenticeship certificate training integrates work-based learning and vocational and academic skills training. Successful graduates will show proficiency in carpentry, electrical, plumbing, painting, finishing, brick masonry, facilities maintenance, landscaping, weatherization, green building, and solar, and receive a HBI certificate in construction and building construction technology with green building standards. And it just talks about the OSHA 10, CPR, flagger, traffic control. Now, this is all free, and it takes 4 months. So this is something that starts in January. So this is just something that it just came up. I get my license. We're now in December. I get my license at the end of the month. And then once I'm done, I will be in getting into this program. Because you speak on building a lot, but it's for me, I look at it as, you know, yeah, I can get money with being an aircraft mechanic, and that's, you know, that's work. But as far as benefiting Israel and using my hands, besides doing that, you know, actually helping build, and it only takes 4 months. So this is something that's going to be starting next month.
Well, that's fine, but don't go away from your job being an aircraft mechanic, because if you can learn the mechanics of that, then it's easy to teach you how to build from someone who's a master builder.
Correct. Correct. No, yeah, I'm not going to leave that. That's work at night because it'll be on the same schedule. So it'll be pretty much like how it was with school, getting off of work at 6:30 in the morning and then starting at 8 o'clock, getting off at 3, come home, sleep, get up, do it all over again. So.
All right. Well, be encouraged. You can do it. You got the youth for it.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. 1 second.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Hey, bless you, Sister Melina. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right, glory to the King. Shabbat shalom. All right, saints. Hey, keeping it real. Been real. I do know one thing. Hey, let me see right here. Yeah. Okay, somebody sends me a question by way of text. It's simple. Just read the Bible. It tells you clearly what it says. You had a question from there, then I answered. All right. Hey, see y'all Shabbat morning. I bless each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name. Our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat shalom. The King is coming.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.